All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. PGA Championship over the weekend. Tiger wasn't there. He is rehabbing from yet another procedure. But we always like to call him after a major to see if he watched and get his hot sports opinion. So let's call Tiger Woods. We're the only show in America that he will pick up for.
That's right.
Hello?
Tiger Woods.
Hi, music.
Oh, hey, Tiger.
Hi.
How are you?
What are y'all doing? Well, I'm doing pretty well. I feel really good this morning because I'm not sore from playing golf or anything lately.
No.
Right? Yeah. No. Well, you know, speaking of that, we know you weren't at the PGA Championship. Did you watch?
I watched a little bit of it, even though it aggravated me because everybody was making a big deal about Scotty Scheffler this, Scotty Scheffler that.
That's pretty good.
Big deal. The guy's won, what, 3 majors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he spent 140 weeks at number one in the world.
Yep.
Yep.
I won 15 majors. Yeah. I was number one 683 weeks. Huh, yeah. Scotty? Take a look at that. Take a look at that. 683 weeks. I won more PGAs than he won majors.
That's okay. True, yeah. You yeah. won 4 of them.
But so why aren't people talking about that this morning instead of Scotty Scheffler?
Well, it's the best we've seen since you were dominating, and with that win, that's now 3 majors and at least 15 PGA wins before the age of 29. Only you, Jack, and Scotty have now done that.
That's right. And let's focus on me and Jack then.
Well, everybody knows how great you are.
And I tell you what, that Scotty Scheffler better look out for one Charlie Woods, huh?
Okay.
Sadly, he's the best golfing Woods right now.
Oh,
he can't
your
make
son.
A cut either.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
It's tough. It's tough. Speaking of missing the cut, did you see who missed the cut at the PGA?
A lot of guys.
Phil Liddell. That's the only one that matters. He's my arch nemesis, and I'm so glad that Phil is failing. In fact, the best thing about global warming is that Phil will die along with the rest of the world.
Oh, no, that's
man.
A little hard.
I'm fine
come
with
on.
Global warming.
Oh,
I'm fine with it.
Come on.
But I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter or anything.
Okay.
Sucks. Sucks.
Yeah, he's struggling right now.
Hey, did you hear I have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes, we've heard.
Her name is Vanessa Trump. Uh-huh. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Vanessa Trump. Yes, of those Trumps. That's right.
Right. Yeah.
So now I'm like third in the line of succession.
Well,
I don't know about
great.
That.
Great. Unfortunately, she likes a lot of guys. And every Friday night, I'm third in the line of succession to pleasure her.
Oh, my gosh.
Tiger.
We're working on
okay.
it.
We'll talk like
we're
that.
We're working on it. But we're Instagram official. Did you see we posted that photo of us?
Yes. Yeah.
Me looking like some 68-year-old grandpa and her with so many filters on her face, she looked 12.
But
well,
you're a couple.
That's the way it works now. You know, they put all those filters on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes you look like you don't look in life. I was so confused when I first met her in real life. I'm like, you don't look like you did in those pictures you posted the other day.
Yeah.
But she's making my privates great again. She is.
Well, that's good.
Oh, my privates have not been working for so long. But Elon, you know, she did a number on my privates with a 7-iron back in the day.
Yeah, when things went south.
Yeah, things went south, and it took doctors like 9 hours to reconstruct my privates to look human again.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, I didn't
but
know
I
that.
Guess that teaches me a lesson not to be unfaithful.
That's right.
But Vanessa, you know, the Vanessa I was talking about a few sentences ago?
Yeah.
She lets me touch her boobies on Valentine's Day and Christmas. It's so great.
Okay. Well, good for you.
And the other week, she kept the door cracked while she was going potty, and I saw her knee.
All right.
It was so sexy.
Okay, we don't need to hear about
so
what goes on.
And did you know that Vanessa says if I win one more major, she'll let me eat macaroni and cheese 2 nights in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
so I'm going to work hard.
You got a lot of work to do.
Well, that's going to happen.
She's my new taskmaster now, you know, because I lost my old one. Speaking of, Madame.
Oh, boy. Wow.
The vodka-soaked drill sergeant who of a non-aquatic manatee who, before he was unalive, once got his penis so firm that he had to seek out a meat garage for his urine stick, but he didn't want to do his reproduction potty into an American because she could speak too much English to the cops, so he hired a service that would place a classified ad in a foreign paper stating, man seeks foreign land invasion to serve as a convenient distraction to roaming the countryside looking for a period pocket to go number zero in, and the ad was successfully filled so that the Pearl Harbor's bombed the Lusitania on the shores of D-Day in front of a horrified Abraham Lincoln and his general George Washington, so he declared war on the Japanese Emperor Napoleon and Bonaparte, while Earl entered a Chinese opium den in Saigon, Japan, and started sniffing around for ovulation juice left on some torn vinyl bar stool, and eventually picked up the scent of an egg-dropping Asian who saw him and took off on a mini bike. So he chased her on a saddled tauntaun over the Himalayas into the base of the St. Louis Arch, where he caught her and forced him to dress her up. He forced her to dress him up in a schoolgirl outfit and made her spank him while he looked over various Sears catalogs with bra advertisements scattered all over the floor until he was close to completion. So he bent her over a disabled Miata, and he fired a soft soap into her baby incubator so that 9 months later she had to squat over a rat's nest in the back of an abandoned Western auto and fire out a batch of uterus chili that contained a groaning fetus who would later win 15 majors and contract over 73 different STDs for waitresses with cold sores and meth problems.
Jeez.
Wow.
You were born in the back of an abandoned Western auto. I never knew that.
Try. Bye, Tiger.
Bye, Tiger. Hang in there. All right, that's Tiger.